Amid the flurry of fishery preparations around the bay, the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association had two meetings here in Dillingham this weekend, a board meeting and the annual membership meeting. During its meeting, the board selected Buck Gibbons as its new president. He says he wants the organization to focus more on quality and marketing, even if that means sustainability efforts have to take a back seat.
I understand that sustainability is important. We will never lose sight of the fact that we need to protect this habitat and this watershed and all things that generate our livelihood. But at the same time, we need to get prepared for new market realities. We also are blessed with the problem of having 40 or 50 million fish come out of the water this year. I'm not so sure if we're prepared for, or if anyone's prepared for, the marketing challenges that lie in front of us. Like it or not, we are tied to the inventories of our processing partners.
Gibbons was elected to the board this spring and seated on the board Saturday. He says he wants the organization to work more closely with processors to sell their inventory and get ex-vessel prices up.
I'd like to see us engage the processing community at the executive level and certainly at their marketing level, see what we can do to help them move these volumes. They have the inventory, they have the marketing plans in place, or are willing to develop additional marketing plans, but I see us being more effective in trying to come in and subsidize those efforts rather than create our own, because at the end of the day, we don't have anything to sell.
As to one of the other main issues that was raised at the association's meeting with drifters on Saturday, Gibbons says he's interested in continuing the discussion on the potential for a permit buyback, but he's not ready to commit new revenue to that project right now.
We've got a pretty big investment into this right now as it stands, and just to walk away from it, I'm not so sure that's strategic. That doesn't necessarily mean we have to throw additional revenue at it for now, but I think the buyback thing is still worthy of having a discussion with some of the key stakeholders and industry partners. I would look forward to having that discussion before we decide what to do on the next logical steps towards either waiving goodbye to a buyback or proceeding with or handing it off, putting it on the back burner.
BBRSDA can't initiate a buyback itself, but the organization has been studying what might happen in the fishery if one occurred and is considering another study that looks more at social and economic impacts. Gibbons says most of the work he's planning will start next fall. First, the fleet just needs to get through the fishing season.
We've got a great board, and it's time to get through the season and then get to work. I think I'm going to go fishing just to get some rest based on the last couple of days. I see what's going on here.